AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran and the U.S., which both declared victory after the two-week ceasefire announcement, now appear to be pressuring each other. Semi-official news agencies in Iran suggest the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard placed sea mines into the Strait of Hormuz during the war, a message that may be intended to pressure the U.S. President Trump, meanwhile, has warned that U.S. forces would hit Iran even harder than before if it did not fulfill the agreement. Pakistan says talks to seek a permanent end to the war could begin in Islamabad as soon as tomorrow. The White House has confirmed U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will lead the U.S. negotiating team. Israel's attacks on Beirut resulted in the deadliest day in the country since the war began. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has insisted that an end to the war in Lebanon was part of the ceasefire deal, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Trump said it was not. AP correspondent Karim Shahayeb reports from Beirut, where people have taken refuge from fighting elsewhere, as many experience new bomb attacks.
People are horrified because there are still people missing. Now, rescue workers have told us there have been miraculous cases of elderly people being pulled alive, including a 92-year-old man. However, most of the people they're finding have been killed. Now, there's also been displaced people sheltering in these buildings in central Beirut. And a lot of them said that they felt coming here right by the Mediterranean Sea, on some of the busiest junctures in the capital and near universities, would keep them safe from the fighting. But they found themselves also struck in airstrikes. And for people here, who for over a month felt that they might be okay and spared from the fighting, they feel that nowhere is safe anymore in the capital.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. College sports governing body is considering closing loopholes on athletes' eligibility windows. Correspondent Gethin Kulba has more.
The Associated Press has learned an NCAA panel is set to discuss potential changes to eligibility rules that would incorporate age into the process. Two people with knowledge of the situation told the AP the proposal would give athletes 5 years of eligibility, with the clock starting at the earliest of two dates, either when they turn 19 or graduate high school. The people did not want their names used because the NCAA hasn't publicly discussed the proposal. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Malcolm in the Middle is returning after 20 years. After the last episode aired, we learned that Malcolm, a nervous, sputtering Frankie Muniz, is now a father of a teen and desperate to shield her from his dysfunctional parents and siblings. More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.